they've managed to create the first ever organ out of stem cells of a patient and put it into her body so that the body will not reject this organ. What they've done is they've given her a new trachea. It's actually somebody else's trachea, but they've stripped off all the cells from the donated trachea, and they've seeded it with cells that originally come from this woman's body. This woman is called Claudia Castillo. So now it is essentially an organ that her body will recognise because it's full of her stem cells.
And that's the main advantage over traditional organ transplants.
It's got a huge advantage because she doesn't have to take drugs that suppress her immune system. Now, those have to be taken for life if you normally have a heart transplant or a kidney transplant. And that means that you're very prone to infection. You're in real danger if you come near any sort of infections, and people can die as a result of that. So with somebody like her, she wasn't going to die because of the problem to her lung. But it did cause her very much impaired quality of life. She wasn't breathing very well. She couldn't play with her children. She couldn't walk up the stairs very easily, and she couldn't work. And she's only 30. So the idea was to give her back her quality of life, but without putting her on drugs that would actually really cause her trouble for the rest of her life.
And she can do all those things. I mean, she's even been out dancing.
Apparently she rang her doctor, Paolo Macchiarini, at 5 o'clock in the morning saying, "Guess where I am?" And he said, "Where?" And she said, "I'm in Ibiza. I've been in a nightclub dancing." And this is a woman who literally couldn't actually play with her children or pick up her small daughter for some years.
How will this change the practice of organ transplants now?
Well, this is a very early stage, of course. This is an international collaboration. It's a very expensive operation. It's involved Barcelona, Bristol in the UK, and also Milan in Italy. This isn't the sort of thing that you can automatically replicate in all sorts of people, but it does show what is possible. This is a transplant that's been achieved so that by tricking the body so that the body doesn't reject the organ. If they can repeat that, and they think they can, then we look forward to a future where transplants will be very, very much easier. And also, we will be able to grow organs. That's a procedure that really could be used very widely, and it opens up a very promising future for transplants.
And compelling evidence of the benefits of stem cell research.
Very much so. These scientists point out that they didn't use embryonic stem cells because there are a lot of people have reservations about those, and it takes a long time to get permission to use them and those sort of things. But they don't have to. They are using they're using stem cells that come from the body that have relevance to the particular organ. They took stem cells from the hip of this woman that are capable of turning into cartilage or bone or fat. And they tricked them into becoming cartilage, which was then used to coat the surface of the trachea where the cartilage is supposed to be. So it's her own cartilage, effectively, that's coating the outside of the trachea. And they used cells on the inside that came from the mucosa in the bronchus. And again, those are the cells, they're her own cells, and they are working just as her own cells would. So it's a sort of using nature to help with the whole business of a transplant.